House facing more criticism. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That backlash is over the administration's trade of a Russian arms dealer for basketball player Brittney Griner, while leaving behind former Marine Paul Whelan.
The White House continues to defend its decision for this trade. They say they really never had an avenue to bring Paul home, saying that he, in fact, was never part of Russia's calculus in this trade because of the espionage charges. They have been treating him very differently in Russia. The 52-year-old veteran is not set to be released until 2036.
Fox's Aisha Hosni in Washington. Growing concerns at the border over what will happen when Title 42 expires. Fox's Bill Malusian reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Title 42 set to drop in 11 days from now, but even with it still in place, we are already seeing an explosion of activity really all along the southern border. We'll take you up to Eagle Pass this morning. A single enormous group of several hundred migrants that crossed illegally all at the same time into the Eagle Pass area. As usual, almost all of them single adults from countries that for the most part are not subject to Title 42, which is why they're willing to turn themselves in.
The DHS says it will appeal a judge's decision last month to block Title 42. Twitter's third release of files last night showed unprecedented censorship at the highest levels between the platform and the FBI. Tennessee Congressman David Kustoff.
You know, whether you are Republican, Democrat, independent, red, blue, whatever, everybody should be concerned about the suppression of free speech. And that's certainly what's happened.
Even more files are expected to be released. Morocco beat the Portuguese 1-0 at the World Cup in Qatar, knocking Cristiano Ronaldo out of the tournament, making the Atlas Lions the first African, first Arab team to reach the World Cup semifinals. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A big snowstorm is in the forecast this weekend for the West Coast. Meteorologist Chris Hintz of the National Weather Service in Sacramento says you might want to avoid driving through the Sierras.
We're looking at anywhere from 2 to 5 feet of snow, about 5,000 feet in the Sierra, and around 1 to 3 feet of snow locally, up to 5 feet, above 3,500 feet in the coastal range in Shasta County Mountains.
There's a winter storm advisory from Washington State to nearly Fresno in California. An Uber driver who also works for the New Orleans Police Department was stabbed to death inside her car.
The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office says Yolanda Dillion was found with multiple wounds inside her vehicle in the parking lot of the Travelodge Hotel in Harvey Thursday night. She was rushed to a nearby hospital where she died. Police working with Uber to pursue a suspect, leading them to 29-year-old Brandon Jacobs, who was staying at the hotel.
His confession basically was stated that he woke up yesterday morning and decided he was going to kill someone.
Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joe Lapinto. Dillion worked for the New Orleans Police for 10 years as a fiscal analyst, a shocking loss for the department, according to Chief Sean Ferguson.
Truly an extremely lovely person.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A Minnesota man is facing charges for a stray bullet.
Criminal charges have been filed against a 76-year-old East Grand Forks, Minnesota man after he was shooting at a squirrel and a bullet went into a child's bedroom. The man told police he noticed a squirrel on his bird feeder and shot at the animal from his bedroom window with a .22 caliber rifle. Investigators say the man considered it war when squirrels got into his feeder and had fired at them previously. He's charged with reckless handling of a dangerous weapon and discharging a firearm within a municipality, and now faces up to 2 years in prison if convicted. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.